Also this afternoon, singing the national anthem will be Donnie Iris.
There's a star in the building.
And he's just walked in the building. Donnie, come on up.
There's a star in the building.
I know.
I got to tell Donnie.
It's like the star of Bethlehem shining down.
Donnie, let me just tell you, you're looking better than a body has a right to. How are you? Good. Come on up.
Come on up, man. Oh, Donnie Iris singing the national anthem at today's game. And get him on the air. Also, it's the Toys for Tot campaign going on. Bring an unwrapped toy. They have places to drop those off. We'll also be talking to one of the Marines about the Toys for Tots campaign. And also, Randy Grossman, former Super Bowl champion, four-time Super Bowl champion, Randy Grossman is going to be here, too. Donnie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Looking good, man.
How you doing?
I'm great. So, have you ever sung the national anthem before a professional
yes,
game?
Yes, I have you? Man. Yeah, for the Steelers.
Oh, great.
San Diego game a couple years ago. And I think one or two more. Did a couple for the Pirates and Penguins. I'm fired up.
Have you ever played the guitar, the national anthem on your guitar?
No, I haven't. No.
I don't know. I just thought, you know, doing maybe a little Hendrix imitation when you get out there.
Yeah, I'd like to, but I'm not that capable, man.
Well,
I'm happy,
man. Did you layer yourself? It's a little cold out there.
I am, man.
Will that affect the way you sing?
No, I should be okay. It shouldn't be an issue. Yeah.
So you didn't stay out late last night? Is there a curfew for the national anthem singer?
Yeah. I mean, I was home early. I was like 9:30. I was home and went to bed probably. Well, I watched a little bit of Saturday Night Live and went to bed after that. But yeah, I'm fired up, ready to go, Al.
Did you see that Pitt game yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Oh my. Oh my.
Yeah, that was a debacle. It was sort of like a Steelers blowing those late game leads. You get a 31-10. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, it sounds like NC State all over again. But
that was a shame.
And now they've got to settle for the tailpipe bowl or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. So.
Oh man. Hopefully the Steelers will take care of that stuff today, man. We'll all be happy after the game's over.
Well, West Coast teams generally don't play real well, especially in early games, and it's as Phil said, maybe we should go out and squirt down the field a little bit, get some ice
out
there.
Like the old days, you know, maybe deflate the football a little bit, make it hard to throw a little bit for those guys. Maybe get the feathers out, maybe get to stick them out on, what's his name, Blitnikoff.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
bring in Jack Tatum to do the coin flip just to fire the fans up.
Get John Madden to stand on the sideline with that big the press pass that they used to. Oh, man, those were the days. Randy Grossman will probably fill us with some of those stories a little later on in the broadcast.
Oh, yeah, great guy, man. I've met him a couple times. Good guy. Yeah, he'll give us some good stories, I'm sure.
Well, I think everybody talks about the position the Steelers are in right now, but in some ways, teams play their best when they have no margin for error, when they have to win games. And remember the season of Super Bowl 40 when the Steelers went on this incredible run, starting with a game in the snow against the Chicago Bears at Heinz Field and never lost again. And maybe that will be what they draw on this season, because they pretty much have to run the table.
Yeah.
You would think, at least to solidify their position. And, you know, if the playoffs started right now, Steelers wouldn't be there.
Right.
So they know they have to win, and maybe that'll be a good thing for them.
I hope so, man.
Were you thinking 14 points too much today or what?
Oh, man, please.
I don't worry about that.
Me either.
You know,
not at all.
You know what? The players in the locker room will tell you a win is a win. They really don't even think about or know about what that is. And that's an imaginary number for people that have a different reason to watch the game.
I hear you.
Can the national anthem singer inspire a team? I believe it.
I believe you can. I hope so, man. I'm going to do my best to get them fired up. That's for sure.
You're not going to do anything crazy. You're not going to, like, pull off your coat and have a terrible suit on or something. Now, that would put the crowd into a frenzy.
I never thought of it. You should have called me last night. I'd have done something like that.
How about a terrible towel?
How about when
you finish the national anthem,
you pull out
a terrible towel and you go crazy? You know, the place would go nuts.
I'm into it.
You know,
you got one handy?
Well, you can use Phil's if you promise to return it.
No, that
thing's
looks
been
like
around
it.
Since
Moby Dick was a minnow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Phil has like all kinds of chicken wing sauce on that, and beer spilled all over
and
it.
And I can't wash it, man.
It smells like the locker room.
It's got to stay the same for every game. It would be bad luck if I threw it in a washing machine.
No, so
I just fold
it
up after every game, put it up on the mantle, and get ready for the next one.
You can't wash it.
He dresses like this every game.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't even know if he washes that shirt.
Me. You think Georgie's a Steeler fan? Give me a break.
Yeah. Well,
Donnie,
he's a Steeler fan.
Thanks a lot for stopping by, and
enjoy
the national anthem. And
I will. I'm fired up, man.
Give it all you got.
I have one more question for you. When you sing the national anthem, where do they take you? Do they take you to a special box? Do they tell you
what?
To go to the end zone?
I'm not sure where we're sitting, but it doesn't matter.
No,
it's not going to matter. I just want to be here. I'm happy to be here.
Now, when you leave here, will you go out and practice a little bit? I know that they do that sometimes.
Yeah. We're going to do a sound check and, you know, make sure everything's okay that way. But, and I'll run through it a couple of times in my head and make sure I'm in the right key
That's awesome.
To get it going.
You'll be in the right key. I wouldn't be in the right key, but you'll be in the right key. You know, good luck.
Okay, well,
always a pleasure.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks,
Donnie.
Phil.
Donnie Ira is singing the national anthem today at prior to the Steelers-Raiders game. I'm Phil Kurzick, along with the Ox on Fox. I'll be Oxenrider from Fox 53 and Channel 11. Steelers-Raiders, 1 o'clock kickoff game shown locally on TV, too. But get that black and gold advantage with Bill Tunch and a Wolfman right here at 102.5 DVE.